This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Mitch Teich. For years, Wisconsin's laws regulating marijuana possession have been a patchwork of municipal ordinances. Now, Governor Tony Evers is hoping to change that.
In his first budget proposal, Governor Evers has proposed a statewide policy decriminalizing marijuana and legalizing its use for medical purposes. Still, while Evers presents a clear path forward, there remains a lot of confusion over what his proposal would mean for Wisconsinites.
Rob Henkin is the president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum, which just released a report analyzing the governor's proposal. He joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers in the studio and starts by explaining how the proposed changes would impact the state.
Two major ways, Joy. The first is to have a full-fledged legal medicinal marijuana program. So to the extent that individuals with certain health conditions, upon advice of their doctor, want to use marijuana as a treatment or as a pain reliever or whatever the therapeutic medicinal purpose is, they would be able to register with the state of Wisconsin and would be able to purchase and use marijuana legally. And the added element to that is that in order for them to do that, you also have to set up a regulated market so that there is a place to actually go to purchase the marijuana. So there are a bunch of provisions in the budget bill that sort of spell out exactly the way that would happen, which takes us beyond, I think, the conceptual stage that we've been in. We've had lots of discussion in the state about the pros and cons of legalizing marijuana, either for medicinal or for recreational purposes. This really establishes a solid framework that could be a jumping off point, could be adopted into law, whichever the legislature wants to do. So that's the first point. The second is that there's a provision in there to decriminalize small amounts of marijuana. And so that would be something new and different as well.
Now, there has been decriminalization of marijuana, it seems, in some municipalities. What are the laws right now? What do they look like in the state of Wisconsin?
So there's a lot of murkiness, and there is a lack of standardization. And so that's what makes this, in many respects, a very complicated discussion. But let me see if I can summarize it briefly. Let's start with the fact that we're talking about small amounts, and the definition of small amount is 25 grams or less. And if you're trying to visualize that, it's about the amount of marijuana that could fit into a sandwich bag. So, you know, there hasn't been a lot of discussion, and the state law is pretty clear that for over 25 grams, you're not allowed to possess, and you can run afoul of state law if you do so. For those smaller amounts, state law has provided to municipalities the opportunity to sort of lay out their own framework, to determine how big a law enforcement priority it is for them, and to determine what the penalty would be in terms of possessing small amounts. And so in many municipalities across the state, possessing a small amount of under 25 grams or less is a violation of a municipal ordinance. And if it's a violation of a municipal ordinance, it means that typically there would be no criminal charge involved. It would be akin to a parking ticket where there's a fine. If you fail to pay the fine, then you can get into bigger trouble. And there are instances of people serving jail time because they haven't been able to pay the fine. And then that's the other rub. How big should the fine be? So if the fine associated with possession of a small amount is a large amount, then there is certainly the potential that more people could serve jail time because they can't afford to pay it. In the city of Milwaukee recently, the fine was reduced to a range of $1 to $50. And so that's a change that several municipalities have made across the state. But again, it's a patchwork, and that's why there's some complexity here. And so whether you agree or disagree with specifically the way the governor is proposing that marijuana be decriminalized, there certainly is some merit in the notion of having sort of a standard state approach so that whether you are caught possessing in Shorewood versus Milwaukee, there's not going to be a difference.
Well, it seems like there's a big difference in some cases, a dollar in Milwaukee, but then $500 in Green Bay.
Yes. And so that's the point, is that we do see different policies in different places. And, you know, I think I may have misspoke on Milwaukee. I'm just looking at my notes here, but I think the minimum actually may be $50 and not a dollar in Milwaukee. It is. So, but still, it was lowered substantially from what it used to be. It was several hundred dollars.
Yeah. So You know, you talked about the licensing and the kind of framework that he lays out in his budget proposal. And inside of that proposal, Governor Evers is claiming that licensing and taxes would lead to an estimated $2.4 million in revenue over the next 2 years. Have you looked into the veracity of that estimate?
We have not had the time or opportunity yet to independently verify that, but the Legislative Fiscal Bureau has, and that number is actually coming from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. Now, anyone would admit it's laden with assumptions because at this point in time when you're introducing a new program, it's hard to predict just how many people are going to utilize it. My guess is that that's a low number because it would take time to ramp up that demand and to qualify sufficient numbers of people. So it sounds like a small revenue amount, but again, that's the amount that is attributed to the legal medicinal program. I think a very important point for your listeners is a point we make with regard to the decriminalization proposal. So where Governor Evers' proposal is unique on that side among other states that have decriminalized but have not yet legalized adult usage is that what decriminalization typically means is you're eliminating the potential for criminal offense, and so jail time and having a criminal record, but there's still a penalty. There's still a fine associated with it. Per the governor's proposal, there'd be no fine. So if you are caught with 25 grams or less, there's no penalty. So that would certainly put the state on the far end of the decriminalization spectrum, though still not as far advanced in terms of liberalizing policies to those that have fully legalized for adult recreational usage. But when we get back to your revenue question, a question could be asked. If you're going to essentially go that far toward legalization, why not have that final step, have legalized markets, allow the state to actually put a tax on marijuana usage for recreational purposes as it is doing for medicinal purposes, in which case those revenue numbers would be far more substantial than $2.4 million per year.
And it's something that's happening in states all around Wisconsin, it seems like, right now. Michigan, of course, being the prime example. But Illinois is also considering legislation right now to make recreational marijuana legal. And they have had legal medicinal marijuana for quite a long time.
Correct. And so, again, we are very pointedly not taking sides in this debate, but we feel that this is something that has to be seriously and thoughtfully considered by the legislature. You don't want to enact policy just because your neighbors are doing it. That said, to the extent that increasingly Wisconsin is surrounded by states that not only have legalized for medicinal purposes, which Illinois and Minnesota have, or for recreational purposes, which Michigan has, but if everybody goes to the full legalization, you at least have to ask the question, what does that mean for Wisconsin? What does that mean in terms of Wisconsin residents crossing state lines to access the legal market, potentially using in those states, and then driving back? Is that something we at least have to be concerned about and step up law enforcement along the borders? In terms of the economics, it's not just the notion that potentially we would have Wisconsin residents paying a premium to purchase marijuana in other states, and those states benefit from the tax purposes. But there's also, if you're going to go across a state line because you want to access the legal marijuana market, does that mean that you're shopping across the state line, that you're going to Taco Bell across the state line, or frequenting bars across the state line? And again, that's not a reason, if you're sufficiently concerned about the public health and public safety impacts, to do what your neighbors are doing, but it at least has to enter into the conversation.
Well, in your study notes that federal law still prohibits marijuana use and considers it a Schedule I drug. However, unlikely, if legislators did pass these proposals, you know, what would that mean for Wisconsin businesses? And, you know, since we are surrounded by states that are passing recreational marijuana laws, what would it mean for Wisconsinites who are going over state lines?
Well, it's still the million-dollar question here, because we were on a path, and it started in California in 1996, and they were the first state to adopt a legal medical marijuana program. Increasingly, we have, of course, seen states fully legalized. There are now 10. That is a contradiction with federal law, without question. Under the Obama administration, a strong signal was sent by the Justice Department that we're going to leave it up to states to determine where their law enforcement priorities are, and our priority is not to enforce these laws. We had former Attorney General Sessions sort of reverse that statement. We now have a new Attorney General who hasn't said anything yet, and so there's a lot of uncertainty. So if the working assumption still is that states do have the ability to carve out to some extent their own policies here, then I think Wisconsin could move forward. But as we point out in the report, one of the big issues that has yet to be resolved is the banking issue. So we still do not have a situation here where a legalized marijuana industry can bank as any other legalized industry can, because banks do not want to deal with this industry because they would run afoul of federal law.
So there's been a lot of backlash to this proposal, specifically from legislators. What are legislators saying about it? They've taken issue certainly with decriminalization, but there are also many legislators that seem to think any kind of marijuana legislation that would allow medicinal marijuana as well, that shouldn't pass either.
Yep. Well, there's there's obviously some passion on both sides of this issue. There are those who feel that marijuana is a dangerous drug, that even if one subscribes to the notion that adults should be able to make decisions for themselves and that using marijuana is no worse than using alcohol, there's a concern about the impact if it's legalized in terms of the ability of adolescents to access marijuana. So there are lots of questions out there. The good news is that as more and more states are traveling down this path, there's more and more data and more firsthand information. Now, sorting through that is difficult because there are interests on both sides that quite simply have the ability to cherry pick different pieces of data and make the cases they want. But again, one of the things that we are suggesting here is that there is now an increasing body of knowledge. And if this state wants to get serious about its consideration, there's a way to go about this. And so I think one of the key questions raised here is the appropriate, is it a good way to go about it to do what the governor's proposing? Let's start with medical. Let's start with decriminalization to get rid of that patchwork. Let's see how that works out. And then let's see if that provides us with the appropriate path to move toward full-scale legalization. So that's a case that certainly could be made. On the other hand, a case could be made that he's going too far too fast, given, as I said before, that we really would be at the far end of the decriminalization spectrum and as close to full legalization as any state that has not yet fully legalized.
Yeah. Well, Rob Henkin, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and speaking with me.
Thank you.
Rob Henkin is the president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum, which just released its report titled A Clear-Headed Look at Marijuana Policy. He spoke with Joy Powers, and you can find a link to the report at wuwm.com.